weather.
Let's call it the weather.
As the darkness found out, it sank slowly and slowly and slowly. I guess the records are still there.
I don't know where they're clear. I think they may be in the rest of the... Nothing like that. We have been into the emergency, into the library, and our drawers of things there that no one seems to know anything about.
Yeah, I don't know who finally got the records, you know, the renovation. It went through a very rapid change of officers toward the end, because everybody had the feeling that they was falling out from under.
Do you think we should be going through those things? You're still there. We do have their, all their files and that type of paperwork. There are films in there and things that someone should look at.
I would think so, yeah. I think Nancy Wolfe was still around. She did the city security thing. Might be able to tell you once where it went.
It's a good idea.
Last.
Is it, nobody seems to know what ever happened there?
Well, people do know, but we don't talk about it too much. Isn't that correct?
It's absolutely right. I was the president.
Part of this project is to, of course, get a slide collection. Works by all county artists from the colonial period to the present.
Fantastic.
Wherever we have to go to get it. Jesse would like to photograph your work in Johns, if she may.
Yeah, sure. There's some stuff in the house here.
I know, I mean, particularly number in mind, I have 20 camera.
No. I sort of get that. Am I at the beginning of this project, by the sort of type of movie now?
No, Jesse has been going out in conjunction with the project that the college was doing.
Nice.
And Jim Scouts called me. I think this needs to be a... I would like to have you talk about your work, how you feel about what you're doing now.
Oh, great. I'm very self-conscious, but I certainly don't try. The easiest thing to say is that there was a period of 5 or 6 years when I did no work at all, and I was in public office. And since then, I have sort of been almost starting over again, and sort of retracing my steps and working my way back, almost through the history of modern art. I mean, that's a very grand thing, but starting with when I first began very conventional work, life drawing, very representational things, until now my work is more and more non-representational.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very strong feeling, just as a lot of people do at this particular age, that I had better do it now,
yes,
or it isn't going to get done.
Yes.
And the positive side of that is that I think this is the best age for painters, particularly poets, because it's a different age. Mm-hmm. This is the one chances.
Mm-hmm. You're happy with yourself and with what you're doing?
Well, never. But I am happy to be doing it. It's the hardest work I know. Remember when I got the politics, why were you working so hard? You're not supposed to do that. And I said, that's what I did when I was painting. I always was a little bit sort of apologetic because painters aren't supposed to work, but I came to realize that it really is as demanding labor as there is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Mary Bartley, this is Sue.
Hello, Matthew. No, that's
right. All work. And I don't really know what to say about the work, other than that, the fact that it's very autobiographical. It's always, that seems to me, I don't really sound again, very pompous, but truth is you should be together thrown out as not as well said as you can do it. You talk about, you know, it's almost like philosophy or almost. Personal philosophy, worldview, I guess. I mean, series that have titles like Passages or Day Book or things like that. And it's really an attempt, sort of in an abstract, to examine what goes through my head day by day. There's a piece in Ed Howard's office called Jim's Never Been In the Town, which I haven't even seen.
Not really,
it's a
not
big
really.
Piece. You might take a picture of that if you're up that way.
Yes, that's it. Yes, take one of Denver Meyer.
Yes, yes, chewing on his mouth.
Would you like to give her the distinguished profile or the full face?
But that's an attempt to try to equate the lifestyle of you all that much counterposed on the 60-year-old lives.
Yes.
Fair enough. Social.
Yes. Are you doing any film work?
No.
You were into that at one point,
yes,
which you rather.
But really, as an extension of painting, because mm-hmm. I discovered that I was painting about time and motion.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me that there was a painting before that.
Yes.
And it was a period of a lot of excitement. The whole underground film thing was brand new. Sorts of experimental things. There's a period of 2 or 3 years there when shots of marbles, and then something seemed to happen to it. In Toto, there was a period when it was just marvelous work being done all over by everybody, and then it seemed to sort of center in on the colleges and sort of quieted, and it became formalized.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a marvelous place in Bucks County, which I'm sure that we're talking about on Sundance.
Yes, 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 that was great.
A lot of the film stuff that I did grew out of that because Michael Zuckerberg,
mm-hmm.
who was the winner of the first San Francisco Erotic Film Festival,
mm-hmm.
Was one of the two people who got mm-hmm. Sundance going.
Mm-hmm.
He and I got to be very friends. At least one film together when I worked on 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough.
Yes. What happened to Sundance? Well,
Sundance, I think, they just, it was just a decision to stop. It was a great effort and marvelous because you could go up there on a Saturday night and you get in to
yes.
see the people that you couldn't see. There wasn't room to see in New York at the Judson Memorial. This is
yes.
Rabbi Shane, John Cage, the worst kind of man, all those people.
We've
were up there in the woods.
Mm-hmm. We've had some wonderful things going on in the county. How do you feel at this point? We sort of call you the father of the Arts Council since all this came about while you were a commissioner. How do you feel about the course the arts have taken in the county, all the new things that are happening?
I'm very excited to watch all the things in spring. But this sounds again. I don't know how you do this without sounding endlessly pompous, but the smartest thing I ever did was to be involved with it and go on to other things. I think the death knell of so many organizations is if the same people, particularly the people in the early stages, hang on forever. And I know that's not a criticism, but I think the exciting thing are the new ideas and the things that would never have occurred to me that have happened.
Yes.
I think that's real growth.
Well, we have so many younger people coming along, for instance, in the Alliance, a lot of young artists who are being encouraged and sharing knowledge with the pros, so to speak. It's all very exciting, I think, that so much is going on.
I think it's tremendous.
I guess we should mention touch on the fact that you are now on the State Community Arts Panel.
Yes,
would you care to comment on that?
Well, not really, except that I got sufficiently interested that I now talk Senator Howard and money going back on the council itself so that I can stand for him.
Mm-hmm.
it's long, it's
close.
Starting in September, mm-hmm. it's the guy's house. It's important.
Very good.
And it's fun, it's just fun.
Yes.
The thing that I learned, really, I don't know why it is, as a chauvinist, but you think when you start these things that you're going up there because not everybody else is a builder. Why is it? Mm-hmm. And what I found is that there are a lot of very bright people involved in this. So I can't pretend that I'm making a particular contribution. It's just fun to be out there
yes,
and see what's going on statewide and what the ideas are.
Well, it obviously indicates that they have respect for your abilities and your know-how. And for the county, really, they feel that we have a lot going. And I think we're very fortunate to have you there. Would you care to comment on the show that you and Joan have been doing together?
Yes. And a lot of my participation in it is a lot of it is responsibility, direct responsibility, the county manager.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to her, and she said, you work on these things, and she's working on a show. I said, no, I have no plans to show. I had to go through that, and I thought she was one of them. She said, very careful, because it's very easy to get to be a sort of kind of guy who goes off and never shows, and then, you know, talks a good game, but never has to put on. And it was really because of that conversation that I decided to go along with this, because exhibitions are the really unpleasant part of this whole profession.
Why is that? Getting ready?
No, it's really like turning your insides out and saying, here, everybody, you know, yeah. have a look. If yeah. you're a personal painter, the way I think both of us are,
mm-hmm.
it's as kind of excruciating a thing as you can do. And it's like standing there totally exposed while people say, well, where do I put out my cigarette?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they don't mean to do that. But it's, and it's also, it's a summing up in a way that very few other professions require you. You have to put yourself on the wall and say, there, that's what I've done for the last year or 2 years. And that can be pretty impressive.
Yes, I'm sure.
I've been
sat
beside my things in 22
minutes,
and some
people go by. Yes.
It's
terrible.
My
first show.
That's very understandable. And as you said, your things are so personal. So much of your personal life goes into it.
Well, I can't. I don't know what that is. But that, at least that's the way I feel about it. The piece I had with it was its own mark. It really was that. It was like construction mark that I took. I don't think anybody looked at it, but it was a person who was.
Is that going to be a stolen
road? Oh, it's not a big branch.
It yeah. is stolen.
This is, that was the piece, and it was really a sort of a letter to my first exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
This
Yes.
The Pador is the name of the piano.
Yes.
And that's my studio window. And in the background is the Cooperstown covered bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But in the wintertime, but you never know, that was just an abstract shape.
Yes.
This then was this. I've never been a sculptor, but I got interested in just doing some of this. And I was thoroughly dissatisfied with that, so I set fire to it. And after it had burned, I liked it, but it was so
yeah.
it was barely standing. So I realized I couldn't show that, so I painted a picture.
Yes,
and it's
that shows what
mm-hmm.
mental
that's
it's process or lack of
yeah.
it is.
Yes,
but that was a superb studio that Alan Solberg built for the first time
mm-hmm.
to do a mural.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had as good a studio. Mm-hmm. Since there's Joan before we were married.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Mm-hmm. How do you usually work? Do you make yourself stick to a schedule?
As cool
you paint
as possible.
Every day?
Yes, I try. And it's usually when it's, you know, it's most painful vacant, so you worse out of despair.
Mm-hmm.
I just, the notion that it's a pleasant pastime always puzzles me. things. It's just nagging. It's just excruciating. And I'm sure I'm pretty enjoying it, but I'm...
You're not.
It is very demanding. And just out there are marvelous moments, and satisfaction is what I think keeps you coming back. If you get something, there's nothing anybody does. You seem totally modern.
Yes.
It's a nice man who teaches sculpture. We said that sculptors can work 10 or 15 hours a day, but painters really can't do more than 4 to 6. That's because painting is almost purely decision making. There isn't much slave labor. You're not stretching hands as much of the time.
Yeah.
But I do. I try to work with a lot of the artists. Not a lot.
Of course.
When you're done with something, are you always pleased with it, or wouldn't you exhibit it unless you were?
No, the piece. Ed Howard's office, for example, I gave up on as a failure. Put it out in the pictures where a guy who does Joni mounted out there, liked it, scraped the dust off, and brought it in the house. And after we both looked at it for a while, then we decided maybe it was okay. So I, no, you can't tell the ones that you like a lot may not hold up very well. And some of the ones that are most disappointing. The man we studied with at Dickinson Clement's Flesh, it's a piece of Disney Metropolitan he worked on for 10 years and had to take away from it because he wasn't about to let go of it or say it was finished. It was called The Ruins of Delphi. And he had expressions. He said, you get about 3/5 of the way through and the piece topples forward. And it was very descriptive. Yeah, very descriptive. I have all this because I don't want a piece of finish. Unfortunately, it's more giving up than finish. Maybe the exhibition will look like
that. That's an interesting comment.
Well, from my experience, I've never happy with anything except there's one thing to like, and that's like.
Jesse is a silversmith and has gotten back into it in recent years. She's having some.
I think it's really hard to paint, you know, get some involved.
Well, there again, like the sculptor, you can use the tools and bend some of
the paint. Well, there's somehow it's like I really sort of like stretching canvas because it's a predictable procedure. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of it.
I was once married to a man who liked to make gesso panels. Never turned up. He heard the painter,
but he liked the panel.
Gesso panel.
Yeah. This is one of the great lessons. I was on the wood stocks with the Somerset University's in this, and I was taking a tour of a man who's a sculptor, and he had a place in the country and started to build locations in which to place his sculpture, pedestals, mounds, or Indian mounds, steps. What had happened was he'd forgotten the sculpture, and he'd spent literally 20 years building this, you know, just acres of these steps running up and down
the same
pools, and that was his thing. I guess it really was his sculpture, but he had enormous derricks to move stones and earth, but no sculpture as such. So I know what you mean.
Yeah. Going back to the picture of the county and the arts in Bucks County, is it? What would you like to see happen? Is there something that isn't being done that should be done?
I'd like to see, and it's still the same thing that I've got originally, I'd like to see more sort of broad-based support for the arts. And I think there's a lot of very good support, I don't deny it, but I would like to see business very involved in the arts much more than they are. The community—it's still a sort of peripheral exercise, and I'd like to see it become a major part of the community's life. That's just idealistic. But I think what's happening is very good. It's obvious at this point, which is enormous amount. And I think that will produce what I'm talking about.
Yes.
All the, and it is so much more so than it was 20 years ago, maybe 50 years ago. I mean, the idea that the county is now buying looks like
that is exciting. Yes.
That good and government support. The fact that a lot of houses that we go and see those county lines, all those things, I think are major. And I think they will create additional.
Do you think the county will eventually be able to support a true center for the arts, performing arts, you know, auditorium, and the whole thing?
Any idea? I don't know whether you have a copy of the Jim Michigan Farm was way, way back in time. His collection of that, you know, he said if there were an art center, it ought to be attached to an ice skating rink.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it's going to take some thinking like that to do really what you're talking about. But it certainly is very close because there are so many people who feel so strongly that there's a need for it. And it's always the maintenance is the problem. You usually get the structure and passion the activities. See that if it continues, could be a source of that. If you have a CETA plus good support,
there is a lot of funding available, as you said, but it's not nitty gritty.
It's just the day to day.
The heat and the
does the janitorial services increases the room.
Yes, right. Yes, the CETA program has been very good for the arts in the county. A lot of arts have been employed, perhaps not, they're not painting pictures, but they're employed.
That's
that is the important thing, to enable them to go on and do something else.
One of the things that people tend to do is artist making.
Yes, they're not supposed to do that.
That's right.
They're supposed to give everything away and
have children.
And give people shows to hang and not charge anything.
That's right. Yeah. Just in terms of the artist business, which you donate the canvas that we can auction on.
Kay, for instance, feels very strongly on that subject.
Does she?
She just tells them, no way.
Well, I feel bitterly strong about it because I can't do anything still with it until you have a relationship. Literally didn't have a relationship at this point. Never, although it was a national recognition, they couldn't afford to take classes. Yet, year after year, the school where he taught with the online for me. It was almost a condition of employment. And I don't think it's, I think a lot of it is ignorance. Check to it.
Yes, I agree. We spend a lot of our time directing people's attention to the county artists, and we very much object to bringing in shows from other areas instead of using our own and things like that. But there is still a lot of ignorance.
Yeah, no,
they just don't realize that we should be supporting our own and nurturing what we have.
Well, it's one reason I think this community arts have been out there making a little time to fund a newsletter. And I can understand that because a newsletter, in my view, is something that a local institution ought to be glad to do, a banker or something. But they're absolutely essential because who knows what's going on. You really, it's just very hard to know, particularly.
Yes.
I think the newsletter is really starting to look, every time behind, it looks a little better.
They're great.
Yeah, they're getting better.
And yet people, there are a lot of people getting it. They read it, they leave it there, they get in their mail.
Is that right? I always read that thing, and I think the Alliance newsletter is good.
Well,
like
now we are going to combine.
I saw that.
All right, that's, yeah. I talked with Karen about that. We're going to take quite a bit of the funding to try that for a year. Yes, then we will have it all in one package, everything that's happening as near as we can tell. Hopefully that will be a success.
One of the problems with the Lions Club, of course, is that most artists aren't aware now that I'm not the Lions Club. So most artists just want to be left alone, do everything.
Yes.
I have asked for years for a sketch class, but there's been one now, and there's one for 6 months.
Yes, well, people do want these things. You say, plan, they do.
Yeah, I get requests. They want to know where. Mm-hmm. I had several calls, like, where can I take classes? And the high schools don't even send us their schedules. There's no place else I could think of.
Well, that's another subject of the school.
Are you asking people around whether they teach, whether they want to teach bio?
I think they are alliances asking the questions.
Well, so you don't have a file on that.
Yes, they're filing them. Yeah. Yes, they're calling it a data bank about their members and so on.
Yeah, we go to them for the information sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We are ordering our files towards disciplines so that we can pull all the writers or we can pull all the photographers or the craftsmen. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,200 individual artists in our files now, and I'm sure that's just the beginning.
Do you have a definition? I don't think there is one. Maybe there is. Do you have a definition of artists? What's the cutoff?
If they say they're an artist, we just
accept it.
Yeah.
We might not recommend them, but we accept it if they consider themselves. If they're interested enough to come to us and say, I am an artist, so okay, you are. Is there anything else you would like to?
Just a story about why I mentioned that. Very small. Later in his life, he would sell pictures before they were completed. He said about one of his drawings, and his friend was in trouble with him, not much of an understanding.
Very good. All right. Thank you very much, Tyler.
I just feel terribly self-conscious.
Well, this is what I never know how to describe this project because I think Dick Willard calls it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could give me the name of that painting you said was your first acrylic. There isn't any other name.
It's a corn acrylic. I'm sorry, Mrs.
Okay.
Gee, I was terrified. Mm-hmm. I'm still nervous because they're so easy. There's got to be something wrong. It's my curtain upgrade. It can't be that.
Someday you'll all disintegrate.
That's right. I said, or somebody's going to tap me on the shoulder and say, sorry, fella. It just doesn't count.
No, you didn't make the proper efforts.
Do you want a resume kind of thing?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I usually have kind of a lot of biography.
I took out the survey that was done in 1975. Janet Hensley, you had answered that.
Did I?
And I read that before we came.
But the resume is handy.
Yes.
You
really should be in anybody.
We're making a file.
You want an art resume, right? Not a political resume.
Arts
resume. Yeah, both. But what's still, the both? Political is part of it.
It's part of what transpired.
Yeah.
Or the end result.
Oh, I've heard.
Yeah. Total bad.
Well, I'll go see if I can find it. Right. It doesn't have any of the art stuff in it. Very little of it.
Well, yeah, right.
We don't have very much about you, so whatever you can.
Yes.
I think that's